This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, I'm Sammy P and I'm 18 years old.
Salam, I'm Malaki T and I'm 16 years old.
Hi, I'm Grace and I'm 17 years old.
Mabuhay, I'm Betty B and I'm 17 years old.
Kia ora, I'm Shiva and I'm 15 years old.
Welcome to our podcast, The Screen From Our Side.
We're a group of Oti Poti Rangatahi who NetSafe brought together to talk about our experiences online.
Welcome to this episode, Let's Be Real. Today we are discussing AI, the opportunities and risks in how young people currently use it in an educational, social, and recreational space, and how it shapes our future.
We're going to talk about AI, guys. So, first question, do you use AI? How, why, or why not?
I mean, obviously, we all kind of do. It's so accessible. So I feel like I do sometimes. How? Just like my mum and I had this conversation in 2023 when it first like kind of ChatGPT kind of skyrocketed. And we were like, you know, we shouldn't use it for everything. But like if you need ideas, if you need to like fix something, maybe that would be a good idea. What about you guys?
Yeah, I use AI for school. And well, not like for school, but I have used it for school reasons. And I didn't realize like AI is built into so many features that you don't even realize it is. Like, I don't use necessarily, I'm not popping my essay prompts into ChatGPT and getting it to write an essay because that's just downright plagiarism. Like that, no, just no. Yeah. But yeah, like I use Grammarly a lot in high school. And that was like, I didn't realize that that is an AI tool in itself. Like spell check and grammar check is an AI tool. And it fixed my grammar to such a degree that they thought it was plagiarized.
Oh my gosh.
Which was not fun when you have the teachers coming to you saying that you might be on NCA review because of it. But I think what I learned.
So bad.
Yeah. But what I learned from that is basically that you do have to be very careful in, I guess, how you use AI and how you use it for educational purposes, because now we're living in an age where everything that you do, if it's to a high standard, people think that you're using AI. You know, like those M-dashes?
Yeah.
If you have M-dash an essay or anything like that, people think you, people are like, wow, he's using AI because he's not smart enough to use an M-dash. And I'm like, okay.
Right. Because I know grammar. Like,
I also use Grammarly a lot. I also use Killbot, which is like a paraphrasing website. And I'm fortunate enough to have never been outright called out for it. And I think that certain tools like Grammarly and Killbot are really, really are useful for students because there's, I don't see any harm in correcting a spelling mistake or a simple grammar mistake. I don't see any wrong in that. But when you are using AI as, not as a tool, but like something that will work for you instead of using your own critical thinking skills, your own writing skills to write an essay or write a simple sentence, then that's where I would draw the line. That's where I see the harm in using AI.
True.
I mean, I try not to, but I definitely use AI in school or for other, like, uses. But I definitely try and be very cautious because I've seen my friends, like, they've been called out for either using AI or they've been accused for using AI if they didn't. So whatever I do, I make sure that I change it up. If I'm looking at a paragraph and I like it, I'm going to try and rewrite it in my own words because, like, I just don't want to experience being accused of using AI because that's just something that I don't want to have put on me and like tarnish my reputation.
Mm. Okay, so based on our experiences as well as what we've seen from our friends, what is your opinion about AI?
Do you mean like the usage of AI?
Yeah.
Look, it's great for like having like doing little mundane tasks. Like I know when I'll get a lengthy email from someone, I'll copy and paste it and it will condense it and summarize it for me. Like I received a 3-page email the other day and it was crazy. And they wanted a response. And I was like, well, give me a second. And I copied and pasted it and it condensed it to the main points. And then I would like write in what I wanted to say back, and then it would formulate it in a manner that was professional yeah. to send back. I don't do that regularly, but for tasks that are quite lengthy and are time sensitive, I do like that's a helpful tool. But I find it difficult. I have a conscience that tells me not to use AI because I feel like I should be being productive myself and just doing the work. But in a society where literally everyone uses AI, like professionals use it, teachers use it, like everyone uses AI, I find it hard not to.
Yeah, just another thing I think about AI. I think there's good and bad sides to it.
100%.
Like, it's good for when you want to find recipes or when you want to get ideas for, like, for example, what trip you want to do or activities. But there is a lot of things about AI as well, like the bad things. And I just think, like, sometimes when AI doesn't know the answer, I've heard that it will just give you a, like, just an answer that they yeah. made up or some stuff like that. And I just think it affects a lot of people in different ways about stuff. Like, some people have, like, use it all the time and have good opinions with it, but some people don't use it at all and think bad about it. And I just think there's, like, a variety of answers people have. And, mm-hmm. yeah, there's, like, good and bad things about it.
Just flipping the switch a bit, we haven't talked about, like, AI making, for example, songs, videos, pictures, and that's the side of it that I really dislike because it,
so true.
It really, like, it takes away from human creativity and it's just slop. Like, people say AI slop, and I see my, like, friends or my friends' little brothers and sisters, and they're running around watching this AI slop, and it's not going to do anything good for their brains. So it is quite a worry. So yeah, I think that's something that is going to be very interesting to see in the future, how that's going to play out.
Yep. Yeah. I also have experienced that. Like, I was trying to surprise a friend, and I was driving up to Christchurch to surprise my friend, because they were flying in and they didn't know I was going to New Year's up there. And to cover it up, I made an AI photo of me and one of my mates in Kaka Point.
Oh, my God.
And this is the photo. Tell me that doesn't look kind of realistic.
I thought it does. Was. Wait, show
that
me.
Looks
yeah,
real.
It's a profile picture on my private Instagram. But it's not real.
Oh, wow.
That was made by just asking ChatGPT, use this photo and put me in front of the Kaka Point sign. Now, anyone that's gone to Kaka Point knows that that sign doesn't exist and it definitely yeah. doesn't look like that. But to the normal eye, people wouldn't have realised that. It was great. He never knew I was coming to the airport to pick him up. But it's scary to think about how realistic those images can look yeah. like. And I know real harm that has come from, like, digital images that have been created by AI. Like, there's a big debate going on in the world right now about Grok and with yeah. Twitter's AI and how mm-hmm. harmful that is to youth and people. When they can ask the image to be manipulated to basically mean that the person doesn't have clothes on or they're in, like, a different state. Like, it's very, very harmful. And it's crazy to think that we can just prompt AI to now do all of this wild and just simply just disgusting things.
Just back on Shiva's point about, like, music and like, AI's then creativity, I think it's absolutely disgusting. Yeah. And it's so uncomfortable. Like, it makes me physically uncomfortable and I don't want to listen to it. Like, there's this TikToker, I don't even know what her name is, but she's AI, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. And I see these other people like, oh my gosh, I just found out my favorite artist is AI. And so I go on her TikTok page. She actually has a TikTok page for this AI. There is a TikTok page for this AI artist. And then I listen to the music and I'm like, bro, this is AI. I spend, like, hours trying to perfect my vocal cords and my guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're just, like, whipping up some generative artist and now she's getting views. And it's so sad because, like, so many people, like, actual artists, they'd be paying thousands and thousands and dedicating years and years of their lives just to, like, get one song to go ever so slightly viral or to get more than 1,000 views. And this artist is getting millions and she's AI. It's so disgusting. I genuinely felt so uncomfortable.
It's AI.
It's AI.
It's AI.
The point is, we don't need to give autonomy to that.
Yeah. So true. I felt so uncomfortable. Like, physically, I can't explain it. I felt uncomfortable listening to it. I don't want to listen to this music when it's so not human.
It's fake.
It's literally fake. It's plastic.
No emotion.
It is.
Yeah, it's fake emotion. Sorry.
I think, like, in terms of generative AI, I do believe that convenience kills curiosity and creativity. Mm. I do believe in that. With that being said, let's move on. What conversations do you think we should be having about AI? Because now we're talking about humans taking over... AIs taking over human jobs like music and art. So take it away, guys.
I think we should be having the conversation about the ethics behind AI and also the impacts behind AI, such as, like, the environmental impacts, how unenvironmentally friendly that stuff is.
So true.
It uses, like, every prompt that you use from an AI, sort of a generative AI server, uses a lot of water. I don't remember exactly how much water. I will Google that and get back to us. But it's a significant amount of water for each prompt. And I think about that sometimes... And I'm like, why am I using such a resource so willy-nilly to get one prompt, to send them one prompt and to get them to get me one chocolate chip cookie recipe? Like, it doesn't make sense.
And speaking of that, like, in this age where big companies, they're just trying to cut costs and make everything as cheap as possible for themselves, not for the consumer. So there's a big question right now is that do we value humans over AI because... like, AI is cheaper in many places than hiring a real human, paying their salary. So that's something that is, it's quite a big topic, but it's conversations that we need to start having now as people who, by the time we're, like, working age, AI is probably going to be a lot bigger than it is now. And possible job options will be completely erased by AI taking over.
Yeah, I feel like in terms of, like, AI, you know that thing that's like, AI is going to steal our jobs. I feel like it's not going to, like, AI, like, nothing is going to be, it's going to take a while to be completely robot powered.
Yeah.
But I feel like people using AI is definitely going to be way more, like, it's going to be the pivotal part of their jobs, just, like, use AI. And that sucks because it removes some of the skills that people have, like critical thinking skills and skills that you can't, you have to, like, develop yourself rather than use a bot to help you with. Do you have anything to speak on that?
A lot of the times I think about how AI will affect the world or anyone in 20 years or so. So I was just wondering about everyone's opinions on how do you think it will affect society in the next 20 years?
Well, I hate to be the cynic, but I just searched it up, but, like, each prompt uses in between 0.5 liter to 1.5 liters of water. Which is a lot of water for,
that's,
like,
a lot of water.
One thing. And it changes depending on what server you use. That's ChatGPT. I Googled it, and when I Googled it, I actually, like, came up, and the first thing was an AI summary of AI. I was like,
so there you go.
You cannot get away from this stuff. Yeah. And I think as we become more reliant on it, I don't know where the future's going to lead. And that's why AI is rapidly evolving to a state that we don't know. Like, as a consumer, as a person, a member of the general public, we don't know at what rate this stuff is being created and how it is starting to, I guess... program itself and learn to learn, I guess. So in 20 years, I'm just hoping that we still have a planet. But also hoping that we won't be in the state. I hope that we turn away from using AI as a general source of help and not go all the way back to the ancient days, but start to take more responsibility for our own work and move away from generative AI models.
So true. And just like you were saying, like, you can't escape it. It's everywhere. It's, like, on all, like, platforms, like on Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, Messenger. Yeah. It's literally everywhere. I don't know if you can turn it off, but I'm assuming you can't. And if you can't, yeah, exactly. And even if you could, people will probably not know how to like turn it off. The point is, it's so inescapable. You can't escape it. It's just, it's not a choice. It's like forced upon you.
Does anyone find it kind of creepy how accurate all those sci-fi movies were now?
I'm choosing not to think about it.
Because it is kind of creepy that AI is here and based on like a fiction, like on a fictional timeline, AI is going to take over the world. Just kind of scary to think about.
Mind you, according to The Simpsons, we also should have flying cars by now. So
yeah, so, yeah.
we're not too farly evolved yet.
Yeah. But I do think that the way we treat AI now is kind of the way back in the olden days, they treated the internet while it was like up and coming. So sorry, guys.
My mother would hate you saying back in the olden days.
Back in the olden days.
My dad would be like, when I used to ride a dinosaur to school.
Okay, scrap that. We're going to repeat what I said then. So like the way we treat AI now is how people before used to treat the internet. Because at the time the internet was up and coming, people were scared of what the repercussions of having the internet is.
True.
Because the internet presented a lot of opportunities for global connectivity. Mm. So, but like also, besides that, all the carbon emissions that come from producing the machinery, all of the child labor that was involved in producing all of like the metals for that machinery. So I think that with the way AI is going now, we should definitely start like regulating it, because if we don't get on that, then we'll end up having the same conversation about AI as we are having about the internet and how unsafe it is and how unregulated it is.
Yeah. There are no regulations on AI in New Zealand that I'm aware of. I think countries and politicians and policy makers cannot keep up with the evolution of AI and AI tools. So we're just sitting in this limbo state of having access to all these tools and not having any regulations or guidance around how to use them or how to protect users. It's crazy.
And I think you bring up such an interesting point when you're talking about the internet. But the thing that I was thinking of, how did they like combat it not taking over our lives, is they got educated around it, how to use it properly and well and ethically. So I think once we do get, I guess, that education, then it could be way better than it is right now. So AI education, guys, in schools and workplaces and everywhere else.
Speaking of education, how do you think AI is being used in schools? And how, in terms of like AI and equity and teachers and students, what do you guys have any thoughts about that?
I think we should be having conversations about how it's going to, like, how to strategically use it in schools, because there's different people use it in such different ways, right? And, like, some teachers use it more than others. But it's so unfair when it's like that, because one teacher has the advantage of using it, like, you know, a lot. The one class has the advantage of a teacher using it a lot, and then another one, just the teacher simply doesn't know how to use it, so they don't, and they might not get the, I guess, more information that an AI class plan could get. So I don't know, I feel like we should talk about how to use AI fairly and to use it in a way that benefits the majority of people, not just like specific ones.
It's being used by everyone, like teachers, students, principals. So it gets really interesting when you see your own teachers using it, like in front of your eyes, which I have seen before, or when they tell you to use it, because we've been told like AI is harmful for you in school. You shouldn't use it. But then sometimes they tell you, use AI, and it just becomes this, like, complete polar opposites.
Yeah,
and
it's such a blur.
You get confused.
So confused. And it's like, what do I do? You know, this teacher's telling me not to use it. This other one's like, it's such a good tool. She knows how to use it. They don't know how to use it. What do I do, you know? If I use it in this class, then I'm going to get too used to it, and I'm going to start using it in other classes subconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's so hard because some people, obviously, they cheat on AI and use it in, like, internals, and that's so bad. And they get caught. But as you were saying, some don't get caught. And it's so, like, it's kind of unfair.
But do we also recognize that, like, using AI on your internals doesn't actually benefit you in the long run?
It doesn't.
Using AI on your internals doesn't set you up for success in your externals. Like, you get to your exams and you still haven't learned that content because you have used AI to get that content.
And those skills that you need to summarize it, or you need to take, you know, the important parts of it, you don't have the AI to help you in the externals to do that.
Okay, so we're moving out of the educational sphere, moving on to, like, the social sphere now. And what do you all know about AI friends or AI companions?
Oh my gosh.
Like Snap AI?
Character AI.
Yeah, and also dating AI. Isn't there like... Oh my gosh.
I had a friend that got catfished by one of them.
Really?
Really? Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well, they probably shouldn't have been on dating apps at that age, but they, like dating websites, but they also
Unfortunately, that's another issue.
That person wasn't real.
Yeah, so what are your guys' thoughts on being friends with AI or asking it for advice?
I think, like, the issue on, you know, finding friends, it's like we talked about previously. It's like sometimes you can't find those people that you relate to in your physical community, so you strive online to find it on your online community. And sometimes you can't even find that. So people do, unfortunately, resort to stuff like AI to try and find a community there, because honestly, that's just the last resort, or maybe one of the last resorts, you know. So, you can't really blame them, to be honest, for not finding that love in people around them or people online. But also it's just so hard, because then you get emotionally attached to this robot that doesn't exist, or this friend that the emotions, like, you eventually are like, these emotions aren't even real. You know, they're not actually my friend. They're not someone who actually is there. It's just programming, you know?
I also think another harm when it comes to, like, using... I think a harm in using an AI bot to ask for advice is that it will peddle to what you want to hear.
Exactly.
It doesn't...
So true.
It will not go against you if it needs you to go against for whatever reason. There's something that needs to be done about that and how AI communicates, like the language AI uses to communicate with humans, and especially vulnerable kids.
I agree.
Okay, and to wrap it up, what gives you guys hope about our generation's relationship with technology?
Because we've lived with it evolving so long, we are waking up to the reality that it is dangerous, and we're waking up to we're very environmentally
For the most part, we are
a more environmentally conscious. I would like to think we're a more environmentally conscious generation. I won't say we are, because I still see the impacts that our generation is going to have and is having currently. But because we are waking up to the reality of the ever-evolving technical world and tech in general, but AI in general, I have hope that we will understand the impacts and address the issues before they become something that isn't addressable.
I agree, Sammy P. I think what gives me hope is that since, as Sammy P said, we grew up with it, we know how it works, we know how to deal with it, we know what worked, we know what didn't work. So we have the capacity and the ability to bring ideas that allow us to curate it in the best way possible in the future, and to work in those fields that allow us to better it for the generations to come, in order for us to prevent them facing the backlashes that we've faced, you know? So what gives me hope is that, you know, we are capable. We are a really good generation, you know?
Yeah.
Sure, brain rot and 6'7" are there, but, like, there's also so much hope.
Why did
us.
You even mention 6'7"?
6'7".
6'7".
There is a saying by Jose Rizal, which is a historical figure in the Philippines. And the quote roughly goes, "The youth is the hope for our future." And I really do believe that as our generation continues to understand the repercussions of AI, I feel like, and tech in general, I feel like we are capable enough to know what we can do, what policymakers can do, what our whānau can do to help us and like to help everyone else like navigate through this weird, ever-changing internet world.
What gives me hope is that I see online and in person just how much like activism and knowledge that we already have about like tech and how it's actually harming us. And I see people, even if it's not the majority, they're saying like AI art is bad. You shouldn't use AI for this. You shouldn't do that. Get off your phone. So it's definitely happening that people are becoming more understanding of how technology and AI are affecting us. So it does give me hope, and I hope that it can just increase in the future. We were all knowledgeable and we actually take like steps to create a better relationship with tech where we're not so dependent.
100%.
Kia ora, I'm Bree, a 22-year-old youth and community worker in Dunedin.
Kia ora, I'm Sahara, I'm 28, and I'm an arts practitioner in Utiputi, Dunedin, working with Dunedin Fringe and emerging artists / rangatahi.
And we're co-facilitators for the Screen From Our Side podcast, working with these rangatahi to share their perspectives and experiences in their digital world.
This podcast was produced by NatSafe in collaboration with Otago Access Radio. If you'd like information, support or advice about your life online or would like to report online harm, contact NatSafe.
Thanks for listening. Catch you next time. Ka kite anō.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.